Own Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming.
CBS News Brief. Hiring slows down and investors smile. Dow futures jumped 500 points after the Labor Department announced employers added a fewer than expected 175,000 jobs in April. Bank Rate's Mark Hamrick.
The outlook remains for some softening in the job market over the next year as high interest rates weigh on demand. The fact remains the job market has been more robust and resilient than had been expected.
Donald Trump returns to his trial in New York a day after a forensic analyst testified about what he found on the phone of Mr. Trump's former attorney, CBS's Thane Rosenbaum.
The jury heard recordings made by Michael Cohen, one in which he told the lawyer who negotiated the hush money contract for Karen McDougal, that Donald Trump was personally involved in this decision.
In Oregon, a second crackdown on pro-Palestinian protesters at Portland State.
All I know is that they feel the pain of genocide.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of youth music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A conservative legal group is suing for easier access to information about Wisconsin voters. Copies of the voter registration list are legally available from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but fees can run higher than $12,000. The Public Interest Legal Foundation says other states offer their voter lists for much less. Retired workers suffer when Social Security is underfunded and understaffed. That's the message this week from Wisconsin labor groups. Alex Brower leads the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people. And so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
Brower says middle-income earners should not have to go into poverty when they retire. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. Mid-State's nursing program named a top 10 nursing school in Wisconsin. They've held on to their number 4 ranking from the previous year on the 2024 Best RN Programs in Wisconsin. Deb Johnson Hsu, Mid-State's dean of the School of Nursing, stated, "The success of this program is due to the commitment and dedication of our nursing faculty." She also gives credit to the drive and determination of the hardworking nursing students. 3rd District U.S. House candidate Katrina Shanklin says she's the most experienced candidate in the race. She spoke at a Democratic primary forum on Wednesday night in La Crosse.
"I'm the only candidate in this race who's won an election. I think that's important. I'm the only candidate in this race who has passed bills into law. I think that's important."
She's served in the state assembly for more than a decade. The August 13th primary will determine which Democrat will take on incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high of 67. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both, see what happens, do that, then touch that one.
They're not cute, they're not cuddly, they are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're going. It's just going to keep playing in the background. Got a little bit of technical difficulties going on here, everybody. New one for me. I've never had this happen before. We're stuck in automatic. So for our listeners...
I mean, it's cool.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. Terry and James hanging out with you. For our listeners, just to be able to look behind the curtain a little bit here, we can go from automatic to manual. So I can hit automatic and it'll just play our commercial break and I can go get a glass of water or something like that or talk to our guests or something. And then I hit automatic, or I put it in the manual. Daniel, when I want to get going, and Terry and I can talk. Right now, we are stuck in automatic.
It's just
going to keep playing, which is a problem. It's a bit of a problem, but we'll forget that. We'll get that figured out. Looking forward to getting that set for you all. So let's go ahead and just dive right into the show. Let's get things going. We got some entertainment to talk, Terry, but a little bit later, we're going to have some fun talking about couples revealing their weirdest wedding gifts. We'll get into that one. And five things you might not have known about Cinco de Mayo. All that coming up. But first, entertainment-wise, let's take a look at what's new on your small screen this weekend, what's new on your TV. Big one coming out today. It's already released on Netflix. The Pop-Tart comedy Unfrosted, written and directed and starring Jerry Seinfeld. As an ambitious employee trying to help Kellogg's beat a rival cereal company to win the race to create a breakfast pastry in the 1960s. Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Melissa McCarthy are all in this.
Really?
It's got a gigantic cast.
I've not even heard of it. So is it based on based on the real story of Pop-Tarts?
I believe it's loosely based
like
on it, but
Pop-Tarts.
It is based on
it. Do you like Pop-Tarts?
I love Pop-Tarts.
I like Pop-Tarts too. But do you toast them or do you just eat them out of the package?
I can eat them both.
I have to toast them. I like them warm.
I do like them. I prefer them warm. But
with cold beer.
I'm also impatient sometimes and do not wait.
For the toaster?
So I'm horrible. There's a lot of people talking about it, though. It's not only a fun kind of walk down memory lane and hearing the history of the Pop-Tart and all that, but the cast that he has that's a part of it.
Yeah, it sounds really fun.
It's a gigantic cast. Looks like a fun movie. Looks really good.
And you said that's on what? I'm sorry.
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay.
And it's released today. On Hulu today, Prom Dates, a coming of age comedy about two friends trying to hunt down last minute prom dates. Don't know the actors in that one.
I mean, our prom is Saturday for Lincoln High School, so good timing.
There's some other good ones out there. You got the 15th season finale of Shark Tank tonight at 7 on ABC. The Kentucky Derby this weekend starts at 2:30 on NBC and on Peacock. Saturday on Disney Plus, the premiere of animated series Star Wars: Tales of the Empire. Cat Williams has a new stand-up special Saturday that'll debut on Netflix. Dua Lipa, whoever are you say, is hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. Sunday, you got American Idol. It's Adele night this Sunday on American Idol.
It is.
That'll be on at 7 on ABC. And on big one on Sunday, at least a big one that a lot of people are talking about on Sunday on Netflix. Big weekend for Netflix. The Roast of Tom Brady. And I'm very curious about this. I am not going to lie and say I'm going to watch it, but I am a little curious to know how they're going to do. Are they going to do this like the NFL would? You know, where they come right up to the line, but they don't cross it or anything like that.
Or is it going
to
be a legit roast?
Or is it a real roast? Yeah. And I'm not even talking about the Comedy Central roasts that we've seen in recent years, which are fun. I like them. I think Jeff Ross is awesome and everything. I'm talking about the 70s roasts. I'm talking about Carol Burnett walking around with a drink in her hand like you've never seen Carol Burnett.
Like you should be afraid.
Yeah. Like Lucille Ball, like taking no heat, like the dirtiest of all the men up on stage. And Lucille Ball blowing them all away. Don Rickles up there just shredding star after star. Just those were real roasts. They did not hold back. I don't know if any of it is playable nowadays on TV, but it is. Those were true roasts. Like those were. In part, not only because they really did lay into each other, but they were all genuinely friends. Like they really cared about each other. The reason they could talk to each other that way is because they genuinely liked each other. And and we're confident in that. It goes, you know, Don Rickles, the greatest insult comedian of all time. Nobody will ever be Don Rickles. Don Rickles ended every show. He would shred people. He'd shred a celebrity. He'd shred Frank Sinatra. He'd shred the guy in the front row or anything. And he'd end every show, I kid because I love. I do this because I love all of you. I appreciate you being here. Like there was a layer there that you could cross back in the day and come back. And it was a little
bitty snippet of it wasn't what ruined you because people go overboard.
I disagree with a lot of what Jerry Seinfeld has said about nowadays and comedians and everything. I agree with one part of it. You just have to be smarter. I agree with that part. I don't agree with the idea that PCism has killed comedy. You can't kill comedy. You can't kill comedy. Come on. People are always going to want to laugh. People are always going to want to have fun. Are we navigating some stuff right now and we're going through some growing pains? Yeah. Yeah. But the worst thing any of us can do is give up on any of this stuff or give up on each other or just throw our hands up in the air. Oh, they've killed comedy. This younger generation, blah, 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 and everything. No. Get smarter. Get better and adjust and learn what we can get away with. What lines can we cross? And, you know, as we figure out what lines we can't.
So do we know who's roasting Tom Brady?
So far, what we know, Gronk is going to be there, of course. But the big one, I wanted to say Bill Parcells. Oh, my God. God, I don't know why I was going to say that. I can't think of it. So Bill Belichick.
Belichick
is going to be there. And that's the big one everybody's curious about.
Because
anybody that, if you listen to people talk, like Bill Belichick is apparently really funny, really charismatic. He did a pretty good job on the NFL Network. So we'll see. We'll see how he does. And we'll see how it goes. I do want to say, like, Nick Saban really impressed me. Nick Saban was, I watched the whole draft.
I like him.
He was very good on the draft.
Yeah.
I thought he was great. It's kind of cool to see these guys retired now and being able to do this. Back in the day, you would have never saw Tom Landry doing these things or something. So it's kind of cool. Looking at what's new on your big screen this weekend, just a couple of big releases for you. The big one really out there, The Fall Guy, rated PG-13. You know it's coming out because you've seen commercials for it. Like, they're promoting this every everywhere. It's been a while since we've seen something promoted like this, where you can't go 5 seconds not seeing a promotion for it. Ryan Gosling is a Hollywood stuntman who flies to Australia to work on a movie directed by his ex-girlfriend, Emily Blunt. Winston Duke, Aaron Taylor Johnson are also in it. It's loosely based on the 1980s TV series starring Lee Majors.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I was curious about that, too. That's the first time I've actually
heard
that
reference. Show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was a big Lee Majors guy.
Yeah.
$6 million man, all that stuff. Yeah, yeah. He's got a cameo in the movie's post-credit scene. So that's kind of cool. Lee Majors,
awesome.
They did that. That's very cool that they did that. A nice tip of the hat to that. Ryan Gosling's awesome. Emily Blunt, awesome. So I don't know if I'm going to see this, but it doesn't look like a bad movie. It just doesn't look like my kind of movie.
Yeah,
but
it seems fun.
Yeah. New also tonight, premiering tonight, is the premiere of the final show, or Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's main stage, Rumors. Be sure to check this out, everybody. Get to the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater tonight as they hit the stage at 7 o'clock. They'll have a show tomorrow at 7 as well. Then they'll come back next week. They have shows in the 9th, 10th, 11th, all 7 o'clock shows. Next Saturday, there will be a 2 o'clock matinee to go along with that 7 o'clock show. This is an opportunity not only to take in one of the greatest plays, funniest plays you'll ever see in Neil Simon's Rumors, which just classic, but you get to see a new interpretation of it with this cast. And man, is this a great cast. This is a stellar cast that you're going to go out there and see, everybody. A great direction, great director. Christine was in the other day with some of the cast members. We had a good time talking with them. If you'd like a preview of the show, I encourage you to listen to Midday Magazine and our guests that joined us just this week. Great cast, but also a great opportunity to put back into your community. Every time you purchase a ticket, every time you take a part of something at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, you're putting back into your community. You are helping keep art alive, and you are helping keep art alive here in Wisconsin. And I am going to keep hitting on this point, everybody. Wisconsin finished last in the union when it came to funding the arts, when it came to putting into the arts. Dead last by a mile. Wisconsinites, I call upon you. Are you proud of that? I'm guessing not. I know you love the arts. I know how much you appreciate the arts. Think of all the amazing artists that have come out of this state. Spencer Tracy to the most modern artists. I mean, so many great artists from out there. Now, think of none of those artists having any input, having any support, having anything. When it comes to the arts, we're not talking about the kids that you see in these local high school plays or the community theater plays that you take in throughout the whole up and down the state. Most of these people may not go on to be the next George Clooney or Tom Hanks. That doesn't matter. What matters is the confidence that they gain, that they could take into every facet of their life, the public speaking experience they have, that they can take into everything. And then there's the entertainment value of it, being able to take a moment away from your day and just relax and just enjoy a show or take in a nice event or karaoke or something like that. There is the economic impact it has. Local community theaters, like towns that don't have that, they feel it. They know it, especially towns that had it and lost it, because a lot of local community theaters were losing. And we have one in particular that I'm hoping on our watch doesn't happen. Wausau Community Theater joined us yesterday. I want to send a shout out to Noel and Hillary, who joined Seth and I for Director's Cut. More on that in a moment. We'll have that episode for you this Sunday. If you haven't heard, Wausau Community Theater is in a financial struggle right now to stay afloat. There is a chance that these are some of the last shows they may put on. They've got a great one coming up right at the end of the month here that we'll talk more about as we get closer to it. But Cole Porter's Anything Goes is coming up at the end of the month. This is a classic, and they do a lot of great shows. They've got so much great entertainers over there in the Wausau area. It's hard for me to imagine them not having that theater. That theater's been around for a very long time. There's one way that we can keep these things around. All you got to do, take in a show. That's it. Promote these shows. When you're talking to your friends, when you're having coffee or something, say, hey, you know, there's a great play coming up. Be a part of these shows. If you've ever even thought for a second about being a part of community theater, do it. Get work backstage. Get on the stage. Maybe you want to direct something. That's what the community theater is all about. We encourage you to do that. Encourage you to support these our local theaters, whether it is WRCT, which you can get tickets for Rumors tonight at WRCT.org, or WRCtheater.org. That's WRCtheater.org. I encourage you to also support the Wausau Community Theater at WausauCommunityTheater.org, WausauCommunityTheater.org. You have CWAC out there doing some great work. Support your local theaters, everybody. It is a part of your community. It is the part of the DNA of all local communities. I encourage you to do so. And I want to remind everybody as well that this weekend we are going to be at the WBAs. I'm hoping to be, at least. I have some family commitments that are holding me up, but I'm hoping to be there. I know that we're going to have as much of our team there as we can. Let me see something real quick here. Oh, did it stop finally? Did it stop? I can't play anything, but it did stop at least. That's good. I don't know how... Terry, we may be in a situation where we have to keep talking. I do want to talk a minute about the WBAs. For those that have not heard, Civic Media is a new company, young company, and one of the ways that you kind of get your name out there in this industry is by nominating your team for awards and some of that. And the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association has been around for a very long time. One of the most respected business things that there is in broadcasting. I've been around doing this for a very long time. We've had a couple of our partners, our family members here at Civic Media being nominated for things. Shout out to Maggie Dawn, the Earl Ingram Show, all being nominated. Mano and the Mayor. We've got a couple of nominations in there with that. Chad Holmes, want to send a shout out to him as well. But your own local radio station here, WFHR, leads the pack.
Leads the fabulous. Pack. Awesome.
We are so darn proud of this. Keep in mind, everybody, that you can watch the WBA Awards live. They'll be streaming live. You can find out more at wi-broadcasters.org, wi-broadcasters.org. If you just type into your search bar WBA Awards or live streaming the awards, you can find it. I was able to find it just from one Google search. But I do want to let you know what categories to be looking out for, everybody, because we are nominated. We want you to be watching and representing. And keep in mind, something we learned kind of late into this, we already won. We've already won something. If they tell us we're in the top three, So it's just a matter of, did we finish, like, with, you know, to make this an Olympic thing, did we get gold or did we get bronze? Either way, we already won.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
So your award-winning shows, we get to say now, which we will push into the ground. We will say that over and over again. Best radio show, The Kitchen's Open, our nice segment that Melissa writes, produces, and does such an amazing job on every Monday. That's been nominated for Best Radio Show. Best Continuing Coverage, Melissa's work on PIFAs that she did in Wausau area, as well as the best use of audio in a radio news, the anti-mask resolution, the work that she did on that. Best specialty programming, Seth Faces the Music, Seth Show nominated right there, and rightfully so, one of our more popular shows. Director's Cut also got nominated, which is hilarious to me. I want to see Seth's acceptance speeches for both. Because Seth is my partner on Director's Cut, of course, so he's got nominated twice there. We also got nominated for Director's Cut for Best Interview, the interview that Seth and I had with Mystery Science Theater's Mary Jo Peel. Which is kind of funny. Our good friend Chad Holmes is nominated in that category as well. And Chad doesn't know if he wants to win because he's such a Mystery Science Theater fan. So he's not sure. I love that.
It's like, I better concede.
And of course, Best Morning Radio Show, this show right here, everybody. Mornings with WFHR nominated.
Very cool.
Just
see, it does make us cool.
I don't know what to say, to be honest, which is very difficult when you're paid to talk for a living. But I have not known what to say about any of this. I put a lot of the heart and the focus of this on our team. I'll tell you this. About four years ago, when you and I were doing this ourselves in that studio back in the industrial park, and it's just basically...
At least, because it was before COVID.
Yeah, yeah. So
five, 6 years ago, probably.
You know, you, Pam, and I in that studio just basically running two stations and doing all of this. I don't know that any of this would have happened. You know, I know for one, to be honest with everybody, I believe that it takes money to be able to, do those things. And we weren't getting that from our previous ownership or anything like that. And here we are where it, because, yeah, awards are cool and all. I don't really, that's all here or there. It's the recognition. This station has been around for over 80 plus years. This station represents Wisconsin Rapids. This station represents Central Wisconsin. And for 80-some years, we've been doing that here. So these awards, these nominations, I cannot stress this enough. The people that are accepting them, that's not where it ends. It continues with our advertisers. It continues with our local nonprofits. It continues with you out there. We're not here without any of you. So I encourage you to watch these awards this weekend. And when you see us winning these awards... I don't know. But we do. I want you cheering, and I want you patting yourself on the back as well. I want you to take some ownership in this. I want you to take some pride in this. This is your station, everybody.
Okay, so you told us where to find it, but when is it?
It is this Saturday, and it kicks off tomorrow, and I believe it starts at 7. I want to double check on that, though. Thank you, Terry. It's kind of important information. I probably should have mentioned that.
I'm sure there will be a recording, but it'd be fun if people can to watch live.
Yeah. I believe you can find the live stream. I would pull it up around 5 or 6 and just to double check, but I do believe it starts at 7. And you can find that at wibroadcasters.org, wi-broadcasters.org. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show here at WF. Wait a minute. Are we going to be able
maybe
to?
Maybe we will.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not. Are we just going to have to improvise a break?
I don't know.
Are you going to sing?
Nobody wants to
lose our nomination.
Nobody. Yeah, that's the quickest way for us to lose our nomination. Darn right. I
mean, nothing works, man.
I can't do anything here. So I guess
we
do have to keep going.
We're staying.
I really would love to be able to hear from our engineering team right now. That'd be really helpful. My voice is going.
Why? You think you need something to drink?
I think you need another break.
Just out of the room like 5 minutes ago.
It's true. So let's just keep it moving. Thank you so much for playing along, Terry. I appreciate you. You have all the days for you to be in, too. You know, poor thing.
It's all good.
Let's talk a little Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo is this Sunday. Most people just have a couple drinks, maybe some, they have a Corona once a year, put on a sombrero and enjoy. But there's a lot of...
Could you imagine a Corona that wasn't cold?
Oh, that's rough.
That would be terrible.
I like Corona.
Me too, but
I couldn't
when we were talking
like
cold
that.
Beer before.
Yeah. Ooh, is that the worst warm beer?
Might
wow,
be.
That might might be. Yeah, I never thought of that, but yeah, that might be. That's a debate we don't necessarily want to have. But Cinco de Mayo is, I don't know, growing up where I did in Chicago, this was not only a fun holiday, but it was one we all celebrated. Like, whether you were Mexican or not, everybody got into this one. So, but what is Cinco de Mayo? I think a lot of people are curious about, or a lot of people might not know. Because Cinco de Mayo is such a holiday we tie to Mexico, I think a lot of people, even understandably, might think that it's about Mexico's Independence Day and all that. But that is not what it is about. It is, according to a poll, 60% of Americans don't know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and most think it's Mexican Independence Day. But it's not. That's celebrated on September 16th. Cinco de Mayo celebrates a victory over the French. It celebrates the Mexican victory over the French in the Battle of Pablo in 1862. Now, this is noteworthy, I think, because this is... I don't want to say an inspiration one way or the other, but you look at what happened in our country with us pulling away from Britain, and nobody at that time thought that was going to happen. Like, Benjamin Franklin went over to Paris to try to get us some help. We were so in such dire straits here in this country. And nobody over in England thought this was going to happen, but we're already making plans of what to do with this land when this blew up in our faces. The French were doing the same thing to the Mexican people. And on paper, there's no reason the Mexican army should have beaten the French. None whatsoever. Yet they did. This is a true David and Goliath story. It's very similar to our story here in this country. And as we are neighbors, I think it's kind of cool that we celebrate this one. Certainly, there's a lot of Mexicans in this country, and that's part of the reason why it is very well celebrated. But I think it's kind of cool to be able to celebrate a neighbor's, you know, not independence, but their victory in this. And it's a victory that I think that is inspirational around the world. It's not just something for them. So I think that's part of the reason why it's celebrated and why we celebrate it so much as Americans. It's not a huge deal in Mexico either, by the way. It's not really that big of a deal. May 5th isn't widely celebrated in Mexico. Mexican Independence Day in September and Day of the Dead around Halloween are way bigger holidays. Now, this is a little similar to Jewish holidays. Most anybody who doesn't know anything about Judaism knows Hanukkah, you know, but Hanukkah is not even in the top three as far as the meanings of those days and the meaning of the days. It's just the more popular one. So a little similarity there. It's popular in the U.S. thanks to, in part, beer marketing. In the 1980s, Anheuser-Busch, Miller, and Coors made a big push to spin Cinco de Mayo as a Mexican St. Patrick's Day in order to sell more beer.
And it worked.
It worked. It worked. Nicely done. The top ways Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo are eating Mexican food, drinking margaritas and beer, and celebrating Mexican culture. Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So, I mean, sounds pretty on cue, right?
Pretty on cue. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a fun one to celebrate. I think it's kind of fun to do, but I also don't necessarily put too much into it either. I don't know, you know, that I'm going to go out of my way to celebrate it, but I do, you know.
And especially if it does fall on a weekend this year, so that probably encourages a little bit more.
It does help a little bit. Yeah. It makes it a little bit easier. 424-2600 is a phone number if you want to call up and join the conversation and give Terry and I a break.
You are assuming our phone works.
Yeah, that's a great that's a great point.
I mean,
that's
really?
A great point.
Do you want me to call you?
I want you to call Chuck. I want you to call Chuck. I want you to get Chuck on.
Poor Chuck.
Poor Chuck. No, you. I cannot stress that enough, poor Chuck. Yeah, that man has so much on his plate. So much on his plate. So we will keep things moving here because we can't go to our news break like I'm trying to. So let's just go ahead and keep on moving here and dive into, you know, let's open the phone lines for this, Terry. Let's go ahead and do this. I'm sorry, everybody. I am improvising like a crazy man right now. Let's dive into a couple of other topics because I want to save the wedding one. I'm going to save that one. I want to get into that.
We must have some that ain't right stories other than what we're living.
Absolutely. and one of them might be the check engine light. Many people have a tiny budget these days, so it's really challenging when an unexpected expense comes up. You've brought this to light a lot with the United Way and the Alice Report, Terry.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've talked about that quite a bit there. The worst is car repairs. The average American admits they ignore their check engine light for 4 months before addressing it. Whoa.
I mean, I guess it kind of depends how many miles you travel in for 4 months.
Yeah. And, you know, if you live in a rural area and you're not driving that much or
like if you're just staying close to home.
And so I guess I can kind of see that. And 20% will pull it off, put it off even between 6 to 18 months. Now, you're just asking for it.
So what, you just like put tape over it?
I mean, what
masking
do you do?
Tape over it so you can't see it?
No, no, you just hold your thumb up over it the whole time? Of course, delaying it can make it even worse. 35% of people have regretted putting cars car repairs off. And the reasons why include the problem expanded and became even more expensive, the emotional stress they endured, and even experiencing a roadside emergency.
Yeah, I, you know, I'm spoiled because my dad is a car guy. So, you know, a lot of our car repair, he's able to do for us. But it is interesting because it is a large expense. And so a lot of people probably do experience some hardship of, you know, either you don't have the money set aside for that kind of thing, or you just don't want to spend it on that, right?
Yeah,
but the reality is it probably usually does get worse. So, you know, jumping in maybe
might
at the
well.
End of month two instead of end of month three.
Yeah, you know? I think all of this is understandable as far as that goes. And the, you know, anytime you have anything that's going to cost $5 out of your budget can mess with your routine a little bit. But
well, I wonder about, too, like if people don't have access to another vehicle. You know what I mean?
No.
So if you have to have repairs in it, and then how does just I think people probably think about that. Like, how will it upset our schedule? You know, getting to work, whatever, or whatever it is in your daily routine. And I know some places, some car repair places have like courtesy cars that you can drive while they're doing the work.
Yeah.
But I think that's not as common as it used to be. So that might be another reason that people put off car repairs, because it is, yeah. I mean, it takes time. It's expensive. But you also, I mean, my car gets a dang good workout on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you think about number of miles and that kind of stuff. So it is important, I think, you know, just regular, even, and maybe your engine light wouldn't go on if you pay a little more attention to routine maintenance.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how
a lot of people put that off.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many people do this or not, but one of the things that I do, especially, you know, having to live on a budget and everything, like everybody out there, pretty much, if I have to spend more on something, I think about, well, what is the emotional end of this, or what is the payoff that I'm getting that isn't in dollars and cents? You know, something like this. You're trying to put off that check engine light. You're trying to put it off, but what's happening in the meantime? It's stressing you out. Every time you get in your vehicle, it's stressing you out. Every time you think about it, it's stressing you out. The emotional toll that takes, along with all the other factors you mentioned that were really good insight on that, Terry. So when it comes to all of those factors, I think you can make the argument it almost might be cheaper for you to just get it done and just get it checked out. Your mental health would be a lot better.
But there is something about that, like, writing that check or paying that bill. Yeah.
Well, and something like this, too. Where it's unknown, you don't know if you're going in there and it's going to cost $50 or $500 or whatever, and that can be.
But then it's
too.
Also another facet of the service industry that we probably underappreciate, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like they're keeping us on the road, keeping us moving, keeping us. You know,
took
getting everywhere that we want
to
be.
I really wanted to send a shout out to the great mechanics out there. And we've got a lot of good ones in this area. A lot of these mechanics work with people, too. I know they have with me and my family. You know, payment plans, things like that. They've been a godsend. I don't know where I'd be without some of those great mechanics out there and some of the good people that have worked in this community. And appreciate them and send a shout out to them. When asked which car repair stresses people out the most, problems with their engine were number one. Issues with the brakes were next, followed by problems with the fuel system, exhaust system, the tires, and the AC or heat.
So all of it.
I mean, yeah. The average
whole darn car.
The average person spends $438 on car maintenance every year, and estimates that they've spent around $6,300 in total servicing their current car.
Whew. But what was the 400, like 400 and something you said for the year?
$438.
I mean, that's really not bad.
No.
If you really think about it, divide it up over 12 months. I mean, I know that's not how it's incurred, but if you just, you know, break it down and think about it that way, it's really not bad. So, again, the lesson maybe is do regular routine maintenance so you're not stuck with a huge repair later.
Yeah. 715-424-2600. What's your thoughts on this one? Everybody call up and join the conversation. Pam, if you can hear me, could you get a hold of Chuck or Seth? If you could do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. They're not answering their texts. We're kind of stuck here. We're kind of stuck here right now because our system's frozen. Our system is frozen. We can't play anything. If I go off the air, it's just dead air, and I can't allow dead air. So we got to keep going.
I think it's just an example of, you know, we were talking earlier about if we're cool or not.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, there you go. Well, now we answered that question.
We are cool, and we're cool under pressure. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. What is going to be fascinating to me is at 10 o'clock, if we have to keep, like, how long?
Oh, I mean, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you're done at 10. You're done at 10. I should say if
well,
I
you,
have to.
You will have to maybe do your, instead of recording Midday Magazine, just do it live.
I'll just do it
like,
live.
Just like the old days.
We're doing it live, everybody.
You know, I'll jump in here for a minute. Mm. We have an event coming up that we are United Way is doing from Mother's Day, which by the way, all of you children out there, Mother's Day is May 12th.
Yes.
So you've got a little over a week to get on that. So be thinking about a nice something for your mother. But from Mother's Day until Father's Day, we are doing a something new and a something special for the community. And this is a diaper drive. So we are collecting diapers, creams and paste, and wipes. And these should all be new and unopened. And we will be then distributing those to, you know, the little people in the community that need them the most. So there's some partner programs out there that can help address this need. And it's something that we've just been hearing a lot about as, you know, prices continue to rise on consumable goods, that these are things that are really putting a lot of pressure on some tight budgets. So we thought this was a great time to do this. A lot of our neighboring United Ways have a diaper drive. And, you know, what better from Mother's Day to Father's Day to put this out there. So we will be collecting starting, we're not open on Sundays, so that's a little bit of a teaser, but starting on Monday, May 13th, we will be collecting diapers, wipes, and creams and paste for little bottoms in our community at the United Way. And we are located at 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. That is near the post office, if you're unfamiliar. But we would be happy to take your donations from 8:30 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Encourage you to do so, everybody. Reach out and find out more about our friends over at the United Way and the great things that they are doing over there, uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Terry, I had a question earlier when we were talking about the United Way and the school supplies. The collection of school supplies, if I'm a community member and I want to buy some supplies to drop off to add to this, where can I do that? Can I do that right away? Do I have to wait?
Yeah, so school supplies are kind of just peeking out now, right? Like they're starting to show up in the stores. And we will be collecting all of those on August 1st at Lunch by the River. So we do encourage you to, you know, maybe when you're doing your shopping, pick up a few of those things and bring those to us. We are the sponsor of Lunch by the River on Thursday, August 1st. And we call it Stuff the Bus Day. We will have school buses present at Lunch by the River, and we literally put all the supplies on the school bus. So it's a fun visual and a great way for people to associate that. We will have some local businesses that are drop points for school supplies. If you can't make it to Lunch by the River, or you don't want to hang on to them until then. But we are just in the process now of starting to establish that list. So just working on it. We're just soliciting businesses to say, hey, will you be a drop-off point?
Yeah.
So, just be on the lookout for that, and we'll certainly update you as we go. But it is, you know, really appreciated and encouraged that you, think about picking up some school supplies. We will have a list on our website of the most needed items, for people to consider picking up. And the other thing that we do take is monetary donations, and all of those stay with the Stuff the Bus program. Hmm. So things that we often have to purchase are backpacks. You know, think about, I mean, I'm sure you're probably a prime example. Think about how hard you were on your backpack in elementary school.
Oh, dear God. Oh, man. Yeah.
So we do replace the backpacks for these kiddos each year. So when they come to the event, they're actually getting a backpack full of supplies, and backpacks are not cheap. And believe me, we are thrifty. We are not buying the $50 backpack by any means. A, we can't afford it. I mean, we're serving almost 1,000 kids. But we try to get good quality, good value for what we have the ability to spend. So that is a little bit of a spendier part of Stuff the Bus. And so we do take monetary donations as well. So, and some people honestly are just like, you know, I don't really want to go get folders and notebooks, but I'd be happy to give you $20. Mm-hmm. And so you can do that. That donation link is up on our webpage now. And you can donate directly to Stuff the Bus, and then those dollars are designated there. But otherwise, you know, if you like, I always did this with my kids when they were little, and I really enjoyed it. When we would go shopping for their school supplies, we would also like kind of do a third, like we were buying for a third kid, right? Mm, so, And then we would bring those, I would have, you know, bring them to lunch by the river and be part of that donation. And it makes a big impact. And you'd be surprised if you spent, you know, $10, $15, $20 on some school supplies and brought those to us. And if you think about it, you've got 2 months to do that, you know, look at it like that. You know, each time you maybe hit the grocery store or when you're doing your bigger, your bigger shopping. Oh, this time I'm going to pick up a box of crayons. Next time I'm going to pick up this, so that it's not a burden on your budget, but it's a little bit of something extra. And it makes a huge, it makes a huge impact. You just have no idea.
When, how often in life do you have an opportunity to impact the future like this? You know, by spending $20 and you're impacting the future. You're helping our kids. You're giving these kids something that they might not have otherwise.
And I think that you've shared this before, this whole like showing up at a different school or even just at the school that you've been at, but you don't have the same stuff as the kid at the next desk. Right. And it's a big deal and it's hard on kids. And so if we can eliminate that disparity so that if they're all supposed to have a red, green, yellow, and blue folder, then they all have a red, green, yellow, and blue folder.
Yeah. When Terry said that, I hadn't thought about that since probably the last time we talked about this. And you said that, I immediately lowered my head. Because that's what I did in class when that would happen. I would move to, we'd move to a new town, and this happened to me 10 different times. We'd move to a new town, I'm starting in a new school, I don't have all the supplies I need, or it's not even the first of the school year, so I'm coming in mid-school year, and I'm coming in and I got a couple pencils, and if I'm lucky, a notebook. And I had amazing parents and an amazing family that did everything they could. But this was just the way it was. And I go in and I've got kids looking at me and already, I'm already a weird kid, let alone you add on these factors and stuff. And that's, I'm sitting there in class and where I could be paying attention to the teacher, I'm distracted and I'm feeling shameful and all this, and I'm not able to learn. I'm not able to do all those things. And it really held me back. Like quite literally, I do not admit this very often on the air, but I will tell people I got held back in second grade. They lost my paperwork, and we go to the next class, next school year and everything, and they don't have my paperwork and stuff, and I got held back. A lot of that stuff wouldn't have happened if I was able to focus on class, if I was able to be engaged in all this. It may seem like, well, it's school supplies. How far does it go? How much does it really matter? It means the world to these kids. It means so much.
It alleviates a budget need, right? Like it helps the family as a whole, but it also really does, you know, probably the best value of this is eliminating the disparity for that child amongst other students.
Yeah.
You know,
we are going to take a long overdue commercial break and we'll be back with more fun. We have a handful of commercials to get to, so we're going to be, it'll be a little bit, but we'll be back in a couple of seconds here, a couple of minutes on Morning Show here at WFHR.
Playmakers sponsored by Wham Incorporated. Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more, Wham Incorporated is there with super speed. And there's no need to thank them because it's all in a day's work. Wham Incorporated, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Saving the day one order at a time.
This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan.
It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high of 67. On Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining Terry and I. I'm going to have some fun with you to wrap up this show and take our time. We'll have some fun doing that, Terry, because I want to get into this one. I've been waiting on this. Couples have revealed the weirdest wedding gifts they have received. So this is going to take the place of our That Ain't Right story for today. Give us a call, 715-424-2600. What is the weirdest wedding gift you've received? It doesn't necessarily have to be like a giraffe or something. It could be something that was weird to you, maybe, or, you know, whatever.
I've been trying to stir this up for me, and I'm just not recalling anything. But I'll tell you, when I go home, I'll probably, like, fish out my old list and be like, oh, that was the weirdest one.
Yeah. This is one of those ones that I don't blame anybody if it hits you like later. Like, you've been married a while. And probably haven't had that, you know, thought of this in a long time. So maybe this will get people's brains going. Some people think it's too impersonal to click on a wedding registry, buy something, and then close your laptop. But there's a reason it's done that way, because otherwise people can get a little weird. There's a thread on social media where people are talking about the craziest wedding gifts they have received. Like, let's look at this. And this is in no particular order.
You know
what,
though? With a registry, I mean, people look at that and they're like, oh, why would I buy that? But they registered for it. They want it.
I mean,
right?
Yeah. So, first up, a copy of Windows 95. They married in 2010.
That is rough. Just weird.
That's weird. I would put my name on that one. I'd rather not bring a gift, almost.
Although, you think, what's the funny backstory that they haven't,
right?
You know what I mean? That hasn't, maybe just one of the people getting married knows about it. I hope there's a funny story.
I really hope there is. Although I also love the idea of the person like getting ready for the wedding, all this, and like, wait a minute, we didn't think of a gift. Okay, well, what's in the drawer?
Just trying
to grab something. Quick, wrap it on the way there. On the way there, we'll wrap it. A 2-foot tall ceramic statue of a cobra. Oh, with ruby eyes.
That's weird. That's weird.
We'll be looking for that on Over the Back Fence. Be sure to join us for Over the Back Fence every Saturday.
But is it something? Okay, was this something in someone's living room?
Yeah.
Or did they pick it up at a garage sale? Oh, I might get invited to a wedding this year.
That's a good question.
What the heck?
A big box of soap, Dove soap. Yeah, it was Dove soap, so I mean, there's that.
So they went like to a wholesaler or a liquidator, picked up like 50 cases of soap.
Yes, that's exactly.
Everybody's getting one of these.
That is exactly how that
every
happened.
Birthday, every wedding, every
Everybody's. That's what everybody's getting. Anytime you invite that couple, that's what
at least
getting.
It's good soap.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Dove soap is pretty.
It could
good,
have been stinky stuff.
A hot dog toaster. I did not even know these existed.
Okay, this is funny. The girl that I added for the birthday today, Sophie, she wanted that for Christmas. So they have them. It looks like a toaster, but you put a bun in, and then there's like two cylinders where you put the hot dog in, and you push it down like a toaster, and your bun is a little toasted, and your hot dog is cooked. So we got her one of those for Christmas.
Sounds kind of cool.
A wedding gift. But if you have a fun, like a movie room or a game room or something, and kids, they're kind of fun.
Yeah. A salad shooter, which is an electric slicer shredder.
Do you remember those?
That looks kind of like a hairdryer. Even better, it was a re-gift and had a note inside from the original recipient. Ooh,
okay.
That's rough.
But I think, I think it could be hilarious, though. I'm assuming they also, also put $50 in the card, I would hope.
Yeah,
but it is kind of funny. Like, don't use this, keep it moving, give it to the next wedding you go to. You know, like something like that. That'd be pretty fun.
More on the salad shooters in a moment. Somebody gave somebody a gumball machine. No. Somebody gave somebody a large dictionary. I don't.
Because who uses reference books?
Right, pass it on. It's not as if we have any other way to look anything up anymore. A half dozen engraved and embroidered gifts with the groom's name on it, but misspelled. Ouch.
But now the question is, was it a mistake or was it intentional?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was.
Was it from the bride's ex-boyfriend?
Nice. Oh, good thing. Oh, I like that. They had the guy's name was Mark, but they spelled it with a K, not a C. So that it wasn't horribly misspelled, at least.
And honestly,
that's an understandable one.
I think Mark with a K is much more common than Mark with a C.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then going back again to that salad shooter, somebody else. So this was the whole thing again. Salad shooter they got from a close friend, and they said they were bummed because it was a cheap plastic appliance. So somebody got a salad shooter, got it from this close friend that they really care about, and like, wow, my one of my best friends, and they just got me this kind of cheap put together salad shooter, and so they just put it away. They never even looked at it. 3 years later, they finally opened it up and found the box had been stuffed with $500 in cash. Wasn't even a salad shooter.
You
in
know
there.
What? That's what they get.
Yep. I completely agree. That's karma. Yep, completely agree. 100%. I think it only had been funner had they re-gifted it.
That would be terrible. I mean, that'd be awesome.
Oh.
But you know what? Yeah, shame on them.
Yeah.
Now,
a gift's a gift.
Here's the thing, though, right? You got to think about that. Sometimes you do get something in a box, and you look at it, and you think it's the original item.
Yeah.
But clearly, they were creative in their taping. But good thing it wasn't a check. Because could you imagine how bad it would have made the giver feel if, like, that check's just never getting cash, and do you say something, don't you say
horrible.
Something? But could you imagine $500 in there?
I can't imagine that.
And can you imagine how terrible their thank you note was?
Oh, right. That's the other thing. Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wonder
if they,
do you think they
put salad shooter in quotes?
Well, the people that gave the gift, like to hold your tongue that long,
$500 is a lot.
Yeah, that ain't cheap. It would be very difficult, I would think, to just hold your tongue for 3 years and not say anything.
But you know what? Maybe they got themselves caught because, right? So, what do you think of that salad shooter we gave you? Oh, yeah, we use it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, we use it all the time. Yeah, love it. Yeah, I don't need a salad without it.
The people who gave it were probably coming over for dinner that night, and then they, like, decide, oh, we better have this, like, dirty by the sink like we used it.
It'd have been so difficult for me to hold my tongue for 3 years. I'd have opened the box.
Or maybe they're not even friends anymore.
Well, that's the other part I was thinking, too.
But
I think you got to be pretty close
or a family member if you're giving somebody $500.
Yeah, I would think so. And I would remain friends with them for the simple fact of when they do finally open the box to be like, ha! and then end of friendship. End of friendship. Just one moment of ha! And then I'm out. We will love to hear from you next week. We'll keep this going next week because, like you said, maybe some of our listeners out there, it was a while ago you were married, have the weekend to think about it. We'd love
those
to hear
those.
Those
are some pretty funny
some
ones.
Pretty good
though.
Ones. Let's get to some good stories of the day, and some of that includes our lineup. We got a great midday magazine for you today. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4. In part one, Wisconsin State Assembly District 72 Representative Mr. Scott Krug joining us. Scott and I always have an open, interesting, transparent conversation. Sometimes we our horns lock. Sometimes we just laugh at each other. It's always a good conversation, and looking forward to talking with Scott a little bit later today. And then at 3:30, we're going to welcome in John and Melanie Witzel. They're from the Wisconsin Rabbits Kennel Club.
Oh, nice.
We'll talk about some great stuff that they have coming up, the AKC Fast Cat, course ability training, some other fun stuff about your furry friends. We'll get into that. Looking forward to it. Of course, you probably have heard by now, Bucks season wrapped up, so we're not going to be carrying any more of the Bucks basketball for this season, but we will next season, of course. Be on the lookout for that. Looking forward to it. And, of course, great high school baseball on our radio dial throughout next week and everything. Be looking forward to that. Just wanted to touch on our weekend lineup for a second here. here. We've got some amazing things week in and week out for you on a Monday through Friday. But keep in mind, every weekend, we've got a great lineup for you as well. And it kicks off on Saturdays at 6 with Outdoors with Dan Small, hosted by Wisconsin outdoorsman Dan Small. Dan's a co-host on there is from Wisconsin Rapids. So we've got some local ties to that one. The Sunshine Polka Show kicks off at 7 every Saturday morning. It is the greatest show you may ever hear. Tim Hubbelt does an amazing job with this, our polka guy. Tim scours the universe looking for great polka, not the kind of polka you're going to hear anywhere else, only right here on WFHR and the Sunshine Polka Show. Join us every Saturday at 7 for that. Terry Talks Nutrition follows that. It's brought to us by our friends at Family Natural Foods. Terry Lemron, who is going to be coming to town later this month, cool. I believe, as part... Let me see exactly when that is. Terry's going to be coming to town Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. They will be meeting over at First Baptist Church right behind Family Natural Foods. Keep that in mind. Family Natural Foods also has a presentation coming up next week with True Grace. More on that a little bit later. Later in the week, next week, we'll talk about that. May 7th, 5:15, True Grace at Family Natural Foods. Terry is a godfather of this industry when it comes to supplements, when it comes to
I love listening
to him. Our bodies. It really
fascinates me. You know, everything that it doesn't matter what the topic, yeah. You know, everything that he brings forward, or at least the thought provoking ideas that he brings forward, I like him.
It's a really, really good show. Yeah. We're very proud of it. And we thank our friends at Family Natural Foods sponsoring that show. Visit our friends over at Family Natural Foods. They're open right now. We say a good morning to all of them at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. And, of course, you've got Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon. We appreciate all of you keeping that show alive because that show is all about you. You call up, you join the conversation. Seth does an amazing job taking in your calls and having some fun. It is your item. It is your community, board.
I mean, if you have a 2-foot cobra statue with ruby eyes, you should really try putting it up there. You might make a mint.
You were so good at the callback. I love it. That's so good. Be sure to join Seth for another great edition of Over the Back
Fence.
He's
going to get 17 calls tomorrow with these cobras.
Just a bunch of these cobras people have been trying to get rid of.
If you have any kind of snake statue, please call it in tomorrow. Please
call. Please call Seth. Keep in mind, we've got great stuff on the weekends too. From 5 to 9, we got you covered Sunday night. 5 o'clock, Director's Cut. Seth and I show where we talk to local artists, local creatives, and have some fun. This week, we have Wausau Community Theater members on to talk about Anything Goes, their upcoming production. Looking forward to that. Great time. It was so awesome talking to them. You guys are going to really enjoy that one. That was a really fun show. After that, join Seth for Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Seth takes a theme, focuses on it, brings you audio, songs, music, a bunch of fun around it, along with some great banter. One of our more popular shows. It's a really fun one. Be sure to check out Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 7, from 6 to 8, I should say. And then in 8 to 9, Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. We'll have episode 3 for you this week that I recorded like a month ago.
Did you ever put any of my music in there?
Yeah, this one.
Oh,
this
good.
Is the one.
Oh,
this is
okay.
The one. So be listening from 8 to 9 this Sunday for Unlabeled. And get me your requests, everybody. It is my main job on that show is to take your requests. If you have a song that you want to hear that was released from 1990 to 1999, I will play it. It doesn't matter the genre. As long as it's radio friendly, I will play it. Get me your requests and all other feedback, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Encourage you to support these shows, everybody. We keep local radio alive thanks to all of you out there. A big appreciation to all of you. I do want to remind everybody, too, as far as scheduling goes, next Monday in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by our friend Tom Heiser with our Veterans Update.
Oh, that'll be great.
Got a lot of things going on this summer, and specifically, really, the next couple of months with our veterans. What we want to talk about, we're going to bring some highlights to. Tom will help us do that. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a good conversation right there. And Terry, wanted to wrap up, of course, mentioning the United Way and all the great things that you can do over at the United Way, and including, of course, being a part of the Great Book Giveaway and some of these other events.
Yeah, so right now we did just open up registration for Stuff the Desk. This is our school supply distribution to, I know school's not out yet and kids don't want to think about school again, yeah. But it's going to come around fast. So this is an opportunity to register to receive free school supplies. The guideline is if you qualify for free and reduced lunch, you also qualify for free school supplies, and you do need to register. So this is not a walk-in kind of event. You do need to pre-register. You can do that by visiting our website, uwswac.org, or of course you can always call 211 between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday, and they can assist you with registration. We just need a little bit of information about each of your students, and then they will be set, and you will also select your pickup time game for distribution in mid-August. So that is one of the biggest things that we have going on. We're also taking registrations for United We Can. This is our food sculpture contest. You could sign up to build a food sculpture at our event on January 18th at the Rafters.
Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Make me and the other judges job hard put out a great event, a great display, and know that you're putting into hunger in this community. I want to remind everybody as well, the Winter Farmers Market over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church is going on tomorrow. We'll join them from 9 to 1 over at 310 First Avenue South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep in mind, the Winter Farmers Market is going to go until May 18th, so we'll have that until then. And then, of course, after that, we'll kick off our Summer Farmers Market. You can find out more by going to WRMoravian.org. WRMoravian.org. Encourage you to buy local, support local. That includes our ag industry and our vendors out there. Encourage you to be, and they got a nice food truck that shows up.
Nothing better than farmers market.
Oh, nothing better. Yeah. Nothing better. Go ahead and check it out this weekend from 9 to 1 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, located at 310 First Avenue South in Winter Farmers Market. Enjoy, everybody. And enjoy your weekend. Want to send a shout out to everybody out there, the best listeners in radio. Thank you so much for joining us throughout
Cinco
the week.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Don't drink warm beer.
We've learned that. Don't drink warm beer. Need a cold. enjoy. And any of your weird wedding gift items, take a mental note and bring it to us on Monday's show. That'll be a lot of fun. Been a lot of fun hanging out with you, Terry, and a special shout out to you. Thank you so much for playing along, being a good teammate today.
Hey, no worries.
We needed you today, so thank you. That was a lot of help. And we send a big shout out to our engineers out there working so hard and getting us back on the airwaves. We appreciate you. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Seth, and so many of the great people here at Civic Media. Be watching the WBAs this weekend. Watch us take home some awards. Woo-hoo! Everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.